From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from NPR Studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project. We are news, information, the sunshine of your life. And I'm Rico Galliano.
I'm Allison Stewart. It is Tuesday, January 29th, 2008. Rico, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
For folks who don't know about Rico, you may have heard him. He does a little bit of reporting here and there.
A little bit.
Yeah, you just stopped.
I'm pretty awesome.
If you do say so yourself.
Yeah, that's important for people to know.
You're stopping by New York on your way back from India.
I am, and let me tell you, there's nothing to keep me awake more after a 20-hour plane ride than a State of the Union address.
See, you have an excuse. I tried to watch the State of the Union last night. I got on the couch. I even was sitting up. I wasn't like doing the lying down the couch thing. Yeah. Had it, fell asleep, first 20 minutes. Woke up, you know, sort of later, the cat around my head. Oh, gosh, I fell asleep. Let me try to watch it again. Fell asleep again. So I got up actually at 3 a.m. this morning to watch the State of the Union with a cup of coffee and just thought, this is surreal.
Let it never be said that journalists are not working for you, America. That's dedication.
What's coming up on the show today?
Coming up this hour, the story of the O blood type. If that's the kind of blood you have, it may be because of malaria. This is a story about why we have the blood we have.
Also, the software that's able to literally translate somebody's voice into another language, but still using that person's voice.
Bizarre.
It's called Voxonic. It is bizarre. It's kind of neat, though. We have some examples coming up.
And it's New Music Tuesday. Kate Walsh, Willie Nelson, and Vampire Weekend. We'll go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines in just a minute, but first, here's the BPP's big story.
Capitol Hill, are you ready to rock? The State of the Union sounded awful lot like President Bush's greatest hits as he took the stage, or rather the rostrum, for one last time, reeling off some familiar-sounding themes, but also throwing in a little new material.
The president opened the show, speech, with a medley related to the economy, the most noteworthy new addition to the catalog, the economic stimulus package, which Bush says will help head off a recession.
This is a good agreement that will keep our economy growing and our people working, and this Congress must pass it as soon as possible.
From there, he moved straight to a run of classics, making tax cuts permanent, reducing pork barrel spending, love that one. Then came a sing-along-worthy reprise of his oldest healthcare tune, you know, the one about government staying out of it. And he gave a big shout-out to No Child Left Behind. The Republican side of the aisle was a sea of Bic lighters held proudly aloft. Even some Democrats looked teary-eyed, I think I saw.
Now, after the set list took a surprising turn, veering off into a rift on free trade agreements with Latin America, at this point, maybe some folks took some time to go to the bathroom or switch the channel to Make Me a Supermodel. But like all good performers, Mr. Bush gave the crowd the expected, the known, the lyric that everyone already knows the words to.
Since 9/11, we have taken the fight to these terrorists and extremists. We will stay on the offense. We will keep up the pressure. And we will deliver justice to our enemies.
That's a great one to hear at a bar. Yes, that old chestnut still gets them out of their seats. And at that point, the president wasn't about to trot out a power ballad. Instead, he broke out the political equivalent of the double guitar.
Ladies and gentlemen, some may deny the surge is working. But among the terrorists, there is no doubt. Al-Qaeda is on the run in Iraq, and this enemy will be defeated.
Now, from some previous State of the Union releases, we've heard about AIDS in Africa, sacrifice for military families, faith-based initiatives. He may even have done a cover version of one of his own favorites, school vouchers, calling them Pell Grants for kids.
I think the kids call it a remix these days.
You're right. Mr. Bush brought it home with the State of the Union equivalent of Twist and Shout, Freedom and Liberty. We noticed that he didn't say the State of the Union is strong, which is usually par for the course, but he did wrap things up like this.
With confidence in freedom's power and trust in the people, let us set forth to do their business. God bless America.
And all assembled gave him the devil horn salute. At least representatives from the godless North. That's the BPP big story. Here's Rachel Martin with the news.